Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Greetings, 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 everyone. How are you? Here we are together again. Drive time, and I'm expecting that you're going to learn a lot while you're driving home, so just relax and remember that your brain is taking care of the road for you. You know that happens all the time anyway. You know, once the brain learns the way home, you can relax, and guess what? You can really pay attention to what I'm saying to you. So this day is our day, this beginning of the month, where we have a rundown of some of the latest information on what our fabulous brain is doing. So we're going to talk about how sleeping is so important. I have a whole little dissertation on that. I'm very concerned about the last two generations here where the parents are still not aware of how important it is for the babies to go to sleep. Also, too, we're going to look at the fact that it was thought that as the baby's brain is growing, all of these neurons, they postulated that thousands and thousands of neurons were dying every day in the baby's brain, and we were very concerned about how we're going to keep these cells viable so that we would have them once we matured. Well, that is now out the window when we recognize that the cells weren't dying. They literally were moving, migrating. Now, I'm going to tell you the importance about that. You just stay tuned, and guess what? We're going to talk about our plants. Most of you probably don't recognize that 56% of all the DNA, all the software programs in plants are in your tissues. So you are directly related to the plants here, directly. What's helps them to do what they do is in you also. So we're going to talk about how the plants avoid sunburn. Isn't that cute? You never think about the plants and that they have to stay outside all day long in the very, very intense sun. How do they do it? You don't see them all buckled up and puffed up and they are peeling and looking all strange. Only the very, very delicate little baby leaves. Okay, but normally, they also, too, if they're healthy enough, can tolerate the light. So how do they do it? We need to look at that very closely in ourselves. And again, I talked about the fact before that we have thousands of genes that hold intelligence for us. And we're going to talk about how you can activate those genes. We found 1,000 new genes that have information to make you smarter. This is part of the genes to prepare you for the 21st century. How are you going to do that? So we'll talk about that a little later in the show. So I'm so glad that you're back with us. This is probably by your calendar, July, but we have some interesting things that are happening. So check out the university because we're going through a whole 10 days of future portals where you can write your future. Yes, you can, in the cosmos, not in your little journal book, etc. You can do that, but in the cosmos, where all of the stars and all of the planets and all the things that you don't even know about will hear your desires for your future. You should join us for the next 10 days, and we'll send you to the website later on so that you can join us. I know this is a late time, but guess what? It's an early time for the next 10 days for you to do this. So unless you work midnights, you can join us every morning for the next 10 days and write your future for the next 20, whatever, the 2019, 20, for the next 100 years, 200 years, if you want to basically see that for yourself. So we will be back in just a minute to talk about the latest things that are on the brain for you to understand how wonderful it is that you can drive home now, you can listen to me, you can see, you can hear, you can feel, you can touch, you can smell, and do all these things because of this fabulous, fabulous mainframe computer that sits in your head on top of your neck. I'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, you ready? You're back? Okay, now just remember, your brain knows the way home, but do pay attention to the stoplights, etc. Don't drive too fast, and let's get on top of knowing as much about this brain as possible. Now, you do know that the brain moves. Well, of course, you're saying, yeah, we know that if I turn my head to the left or right, of course, the brain is going to have to go with it. But no, I mean inside the brain, actually. Because the brain does float in water, and it itself is over 75% water. However, the actual cells themselves shift their position, they make different connections, etc. And when a group of them do it, you actually feel it in your head. We have some really unique descriptions. Some people say it feels like a little finger that's moving in there, or they can just feel things kind of like moving and changing shape. And with our brain balancing program, I'm sure you know all about that, when people do that on a regular basis, yes, they can feel activity going on in the brain. Well, we have a name for that. It's called neuroplasticity. The brain is changing its shape. It's changing its size to accommodate the new information that you are putting before it, whether it's auditory or visual, etc. And our brain balancing program causes the brain to change its shape permanently in alignment with the universal brain. You want to have your brain shaped and sized just like the universe. And so that's what it's doing, and so many things happen. But let's go to our first article here. Very, very important. Now, this is coming out of Tech and Science. Yes, yes, yes. Technology and science are now one. This is very important. So people who are not keeping up with the technology, they're not keeping up with the science. And most of all, they're not keeping up with the development of the nervous system, because this is where a lot of this tech science is coming from and orientated to be. Now, they found out something interesting. Brain synapses, this is where the neurons, each cell, the neuron, makes a contact with neighboring cells. And the point of contact is known as a synapse. And so they notice that at nighttime, especially when you sleep, anytime, that these connections actually shrink. They shrink when you are sleeping. I suspected meditation too. And why do they do that? Well, they're making way for new information. They're cleaning up their space. How about that? The brain has an innate housekeeping job so that you can have a place and a location to put all this information that you are collecting. Now, most of us, if we've gone through higher educations or specialized in trades, et cetera, you know, we get intense around test time, et cetera, and then we want to stay up all night and, you know, we want to drink coffee and take a lot of stimulants, et cetera. The best thing to do is go over what it is that you want to study, especially if you can make it a picture and if you can make it a color. And then you go to bed. Why? Because then the brain will then say, okay, got to clean up shop. We got all this information here that was just taken in, and now we've got to make room for it to integrate it in ourselves. So all of the other insignificant things that happen throughout the day and the little conversations on the phone and, you know, little things that you heard or whatever, all that's going to be cleaned up. And it's chemically translated in the brain. So this is chemistry that the brain is going to move out of the way. That's why the synapses shrink. They're not going to be transmitting any information that they've already processed. They're going to clean that up. And then the new information that you want to be able to demonstrate, you want to be able to orate as you're giving your presentation, or you want to be able to write your discussion out or take your examination, that is what's going to be processed while you are sleeping and put into the neurons so that they, upon request, will be able to give you the information. So you hear me snapping my finger because that's how we like that brain to work. When we think of an idea, we want it to come immediately, rapidly, fully. We want the vocal cords to be able to pronounce it, etc. And that does happen with people who know how to work their brain, how to take care of it, how to build it. It will give you incredible capabilities because the brain is the game. The brain is the game. So check this out now. This article is saying here that while asleep, forgetting what's irrelevant by literally clearing it away while holding on to what's vital is what the neurons of the brain are doing when you sleep. These scientists show that the connections within the brain are pared down significantly. That's just the synapses I talked about during slumber, providing what? A critical reset. So our researchers are thinking that what is happening here, that they are erasing forgettable information and integrating consequential information to make way for the memories that you want to be able to experience for the next new day. Now, the University of Wisconsin in Madison found that they did this research with mice, and they found that the connections between brain cells shrunk by an average of 18%. That is significant during sleep, and that these connections then grew as the day went on, every day, only to be paired back again at night. So our little neurons are doing their thing, and they have their own personal cycle. And so they're taking information in, they're translating it into the chemistry that's necessary to be released into the bloodstream so that every cell is knowing what you're thinking, what you're wanting, etc. And then as the day goes on, there is a shift change. And so therefore, they talk about this now. There is a chemical. You want to be aware of this chemical, adenosine. Let me spell it for you, A-D-E-N-O-S-I-N-E. This is a critical neurotransmitter that throughout the day builds up the longer you stay awake. And therefore, as the light shifts, the amount of light on the skin going into the eye, it eventually will promote sleep. So that's when you feel as though, I want to lay my body down. You start stretching and you start yawning. And therefore, now that's the brain's way of saying, hey, we want to do some cleanup here. We want to get everything in order so that we can handle the things that you said we're supposed to take care of tomorrow. Yeah, so lay the body down. Okay, no more thinking, no more telephone, please, etc. No TV, and let us do the cleanup so we can be on it in the morning. So when we do not understand how this body is working and what it needs for us, we're like, oh, yeah, I'm sleepy, but I got to do da, 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 da. And then we go and get the drugs. So therefore, they're finding out here that it is our wonderful coffee that blocks the production of the adenosine. And so therefore, you know, it's like the caffeine gets in there and it says, you know, y'all get back to work. Y'all get back to work. So it's almost like an overseer that comes in with the whip and, you know, snapping the poor little neurons and, you know, making them just overwork. And what happens with these people? Do they drink enough water? No. Okay, they're not sleeping. They don't drink enough water. Then they interfere with what? Eventually, the regeneration cycle. They interfere with the regeneration cycle because then as the brain is cleaning itself up, et cetera, that also sends the signals out for the tissues to regenerate. Okay, the liver has made enough glycogen so that the cells of the body will have energy to clean up, regenerate, repair protein, remember damage to the brain, which is the membrane of the cell. All that is going on while you are sleeping. And if you're not sleeping, guess what? That is not happening. And so you want to know how our wonderful mothers and nieces and uncles, etc., wind up in the personal care facility, wind up not knowing what day it is, wind up not knowing who they are, or they don't even recognize you? It is because of breaking this important, necessary maintenance of the tissues. And that is sleep. Now, I tell you now, some people, they're like, oh, I never sleep, you know. And there's a group of people walking around really thinking about the fact that, oh, you know, that's a weak thing, you know, that you need to be unconscious and whatever else. No. See, again, I tell you, seeking absolute intelligence is very important, and you want to make that a major goal in your life. So that means that you're always going to be acquiring information, and that information should always be predicated on how it's going to help you sustain this incredible, immortal body in a healthy state. So we find out that there's certain activities that you can involve yourself in, such as meditation. There's different types of meditation, et cetera, that will allow you to be very conscious and will also support the neurons to still do their cleanup and identify what's relevant, what's important, prepare that so that it can be delivered to the tissues in the process of still staying conscious. See, this is very important. I want you to understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that, no, you do not have to lose consciousness to regenerate. See, that also used to be an old fallacy that, oh, we've got to be totally unconscious before we can rebuild the body. Not true. Oh, okay, my sponsors, they want to talk to you, but I'm going to be right back because you got to get this. There's a little more to this story. And then we're going to move forward to looking at what our plants are telling us. But I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Visit us on Facebook. I'm back. Now, wasn't that exciting? Because, again, we've got to look at how do we, this generation and forward. No, we don't have time to be in a place for mom. Okay, quote unquote. We're not going there. And so there's certain things that if you do these things, you can have forever to do what you want to do. Do you understand the trade-off here? You will have forever relative to your body to do what you want to do. but we cannot basically put a whip to our neurons and try to squeeze them out with drugs and stimulants, etc., and not let them do what they do, because they will last indefinitely if you let them do what you need to do. So we don't have to do everything instantly when we can do it forever. Check that trade-off. Okay, so what's it better to be? It is better to be the bristlecone pine tree that lives 5,000 years, or you want to be the jackrabbit, well, which is out in two. Check it out. These are the choices that you're making relative to you learning how to take care of that incredible body that you have. So therefore, this caffeine interferes with this adenosine that's necessary that will build up over time in the daytime relative to the light to then allow you to want to meditate or go to sleep. Okay, and so we have individuals and we have whole cultures, okay, humanoid cultures, okay, they use their genes differently. They have more genes activated than we do. And so they have mastered this relationship with the brain, because what they do is that they basically will go into a meditative state, fully conscious, for 45 minutes. They do that 3 or 4 times per daylight, night, light cycle. And so they never sleep. They don't have to, but they're not taking drugs to keep them up. They're not drinking alcohol to keep them up. Okay. They're not using stimulants, okay, caffeine, etc. This is a process that works along with the neuron, that allows that neuron to do its housekeeping, to put in order at your request the information that you want to keep on board, stuff that's, you know, trite and not necessary, that will be chemically cleaned away, so that after every session, you come out brighter, more alert, and on the present moment future. Aware and vital. So what they are noticing from this study is that, wow, we didn't recognize that the brain moves. It does move in itself. The neurons are busy processing information with each other, within themselves, changing the chemistry of the brain as well as the shape of the brain. I want you to get this. Your brain is not to get hard and rubbery, because it needs to change shape relative to what it is that you want to accomplish through your body. So they used to didn't think that the brain, you know, stayed like it was, whatever. That's why I've been telling people, the brain is a whole unit. It's not supposed to have a main dividing line down the middle. It's supposed to be fully integrated so that all the hemispheres are working together to be balanced. And that is a permanent state of full development, a permanent state. How do you get this done? Like with everything else, with the application of geometry. And so, therefore, it's very simple, 15 minutes a day, this will take care of your brain. And so all these years, I've been doing this. I've been doing this for my brain, and I tell you, this brain is awesome. And yours can be, too, if you learn how to take care of it and learn how to restore it and keep it in alignment with the cosmic brain. That's the key. You can learn anything, you can know anything, etc. I tell you, I still have a vast library of books. I had one of the greatest paperback medical libraries possible. Tens of thousands of books. And I tell you now, what's coming into this brain, it's leading edge research. It hasn't even really been published yet. Because when you understand that the brain absorbs information in the form of wavelengths, in the form of color, in the form of actual thinking, one person's brain is creating thoughts, all other brains around that brain can actually also absorb those thoughts. That's what we're really created to do. And so therefore we call it synchronicity. And so it's very easy when you want certain information that that brain will actually seek out and find the thought patterns that will answer the questions that you have, and the information will also come to your brain. And it doesn't matter if they're in California and you're in New York, or if they're in Australia and you're in Sweden. Brain waves travel, they tell me, almost at 83 billion miles a second. So any thought or idea that you have, anyone else that is open, they will also be able to process that idea also. So again, those brains that are refined, we can do that at all times, anytime. So again, remember, the brain needs sleep. If you haven't learned how to meditate or do other exercises that allow the nervous system to take care of its house cleaning while you're conscious, if you don't know that, you can definitely take advantage of it while you are sleeping. Now, for the children, this is so important, sleep, because the new little brain cells that are developing, they are growing, and they grow, the neurons grow during sleep. So when the children are not allowed to sleep, I mean, I've seen parents now in the X generation, their children are going to bed at 1 a.m. in the morning, and they're waking up at 6 and 7, and they're putting light into the brain continuously with the iPhones and the iPads and the smartphones and all these games and the Xbox and the PlayStations, etc. You are ruining the growth and development of their brain. This is so important. They have to have the daylight, night light cycle for the neurons to acclimate to the cycle of this planet, to the cycle of our solar system, the cycle of our sun. This is very, very important, and all of this information is being repressed from these next two generations of parents. I wrote a whole program on the protocol for how to support a developing nervous system so that when they grow up, when they reach 25 years of age, their brain will be naturally balanced. Their brain will be naturally balanced if the parents learn how to basically raise and nurture a growing brain. And I tell you, up until the time that they're 12 years old, they should never, ever see the daylight after 9, the night light after 9 p.m. After 9 p.m. for that brain, because it's getting ready to go into a huge second shift of growth and development by that age. And so with all the light that's being let into these baby brains, it is basically really killing their neurons. They come here already smart because they're generating hundreds of thousands of neurons every day, but you're burning them out because you're not allowing the darkness, which is incredible for regeneration. That's why even in meditation, the brain is put in darkness because the eyes are closed. The eye is the brain. Same thing with sleep. Eyes are closed. You've got to have night light for regeneration. It's very, very important. Whether you're conscious or not, it's not the biggie. It's the amount of light that the brain is exposed to that triggers these cycles that we need. And not allowing the children to align themselves with these cycles is deadly for the child. So we wonder why so many of the children are not able to live past 25 years of age. But when we look at the rearing practices and the lifestyle that they were born into and sustained in, they broke the major rules of tissue metamorphosis, tissue regeneration, which is inappropriate exposure to light. Too much light too soon. Know this. Now, going into this whole subject now about the loss of brain cells, we find out that the brain really doesn't lose as many cells as we thought that they would. Okay? Yeah, they don't. This article here, again, another technical article, is demonstrating, and this came out of Rockefeller University, that the brain cells that we thought were really dying so rapidly in the infancy and early childhood stage of development of the brain literally go into a dormant state to actually re-evolve as adult cells in adulthood, starting from the age of 18 to 25. That's why we know that the brain doesn't reach its full maturity until age 25. So you have to understand there's a lot of things that we've set up house upon that was against the physical body, like sending somebody 16, 17, 18 into war. They're not even mature neurologically to even make ground decisions, to even protect themselves. The brain is not fully developed at that time. So we now know if individuals are going to live for very long periods of time, we can't even look at drafting them for any collective reason if they're going to make sound decisions and be responsible for it until after age 25 because of the nervous system. So remember we had that episode in the 90s, late 80s and 90s, so many teenagers killing themselves behind the wheel, tremendous accidents. That's why they had to rechange the laws about who could have a driver's license, how many people could be in the car. They couldn't focus. They couldn't hear the radio on, their friend talking to them at the same time, and they've got to navigate all of these objects coming to them. They'd kill themselves. And so do not think that the Xboxes and the PlayStations are now the new technology to train them how to deal with objects that are coming into their sight of vision. No, no, no. Those are preparation for war activities. Okay? We don't want to basically think that it's a great thing to learn how to kill. See, we got our values all messed up. But the point is that our lifestyle does not support us being able to take care of a brain that's going to last us for 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 years. So this kind of science is so important, very important for you. So it looks like we have some callers on the line. I got a few more articles I want to talk to you about. But my dear engineer, we'll take a few calls right now, okay, while they're waiting.
Caller 322, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. You find it interesting? Well, good. Take notes and hang in there. Thank you. Okay, we have anyone else who has any comments?
Caller 603, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
Okay, well, let's take one more call. They're all listening. Good. Let's take one more call. If not, then I want to talk about this last two articles here before we talk about the big event in September, the upgrade. Okay, one more caller. Do we have one more caller?
491, you're unmuted. Do you have a question? 491, you're unmuted. Do you have a question? Okay.
Okay, well, moving right along because I want you to get this information. I talked about it at the onset of the show, how plants avoid sunburn. Now, this science is a little skewed, and I'm going to fill in the blanks because, again, I have to remember that a lot of this information that is being distributed to us and a lot of the observations that are being made are still being made by individuals who don't have access to both hemispheres of the brain. This is such a hard topic to get people to understand, to overstand it, because they've accommodated their whole life with only partial brain function. And, of course, they believe that what they see and how they perceive things is how it is. But that's not true. And every person who declares that I'm right-handed or that I'm left-handed, admits to you that they don't have full access to both hemispheres of the brain. That's the true test to let you know how much of the entire reality they're seeing. Because we have two hemispheres of the brain, and when they are both fully developed and integrated, you are able to use the right and the left hand, the right foot and the left foot equally. We must come to grips with that. And when we're not accepting the fact that the body requires full brain input, not just from a fourth of the brain or a half of a brain, all hemispheres of the brain must be on board to create an elixir quality of blood. So you've heard all these stories for generations, the bloodline, the line, the blood, the blood. What is the issue here? The blood is the carrier of consciousness translated by the brain. And people who think differently have different blood qualities. And that's the bottom line. And it doesn't matter about the fact that, you know, what's the, oh, the, that group called the Red Cross. They don't want you to know that, okay? Even in the organ donating sciences, transplant science, they don't want you to know that. But these people are coming forth. You're going to see so many things come forth now where we have individuals who recognize, you know, I receive so-and-so's heart and lung. And I tell you, my whole life has changed. My thinking, everything, the things I liked, the things I didn't like, all of that has shifted because the blood carries consciousness. And that is the bottom line. Is there something inappropriate about that? Depends on whose blood it is, just like everything else. Okay? Everything has a place and it has a reason. And it's relative to your purpose as to whether it's appropriate for you or not. This is most important. But for those individuals who are interested in diminishing their aging, they definitely want to keep an agile, flexible, constantly evolving nervous system, etc. That is a superior blood quality from a standpoint of health. And regardless of what you do, you would want to build that kind of blood within yourself. You can build it within yourself. You don't have to worry about if somebody else is going to be a donor. You can build it within yourself. And the first thing we do is we make sure the brain cells are healthy so that the thoughts we think can be processed by the brain. And that is what makes the blood an elixir. So here we are. How much of the general across the board DNA from plants is in the human genome, and it's 56%. 56% of the DNA information that we're able to identify in plants is in every human cell. Every human cell. So it's very interesting because when we look at our race family that do not appear to have much pigment in their bodies where they feel that they have to protect themselves from the sunlight. They know they have to protect themselves from the sunlight because they do not have the innate cellular protection that will absorb that frequency of energy. And once it becomes critical to the health of the cell, will dissipate it as heat. And what is this fabulous, fabulous substance that does that? It's known as melanin. And so when we recognize that we have an aspect of our human species family, there's only one species, the human species on planet Earth for humans, and there's no such thing as races. We got to get over that illusion. That's not true. We have variation in our presentation as one species. So it's just like you can look at our dogs. They all come from one mother, the wolf. And so whether they're teeny-weeny little things, such as a Yorkshire Terrier, or whether they're a huge Presa Canaria dog here weighing 200 pounds, the wolf is the original contributor to their genetic existence. And the same for humans. We only have one mother and father. Eve comes from the equator in Africa, who was a very, very melanated woman. And that same DNA can be found in every human. I don't care how white you are, how brown you are, how appears to be yellow or golden you are, or navy blue black, we have the same DNA in the mitochondria, that battery of every cell that comes from this one woman. So that means that everybody can be plum or navy blue black if they choose, or obviously changing your thinking, changing your environment, you can be as white as a white sheet, and we see that. So depending upon how you think determines if the genes are going to be turned on, are they going to be turned on but modulated, or they're going to be turned off, is critical to your thoughts and your environment. Now, with that understood, and we know that we have the capacity of a plant, how does the plant circumvent being sunburned? Okay? And this article alleges that there appears to be something known as nature communications, where every multicellular organism has a capacity to repair their basic genetic information library. And it would make sense, okay, that the genes in the plants, just like in humans, have a capacity to repair themselves. But guess what? It's dependent on the day-night light cycle. Yes, it is. So we find, for example, that individuals who want to be in the sun all day, but then they want to drink alcohol all night, and then they want to take coffee all day, by diminishing their sleep and experiencing too much light in the eye, they permanently damage their DNA. Now, what did I just say? Because I don't want you to think inappropriately what I'm saying. Too much light in the eye. Well, I don't care if you put sunglasses on and it is 100% bright light outdoors. Your eye is still going to pick up all the ambient light around the glass. And what else is picking up all the light? Your skin. The skin is also part of the brain. It's very important to understand that. And so unless you're going to cloak the entire body in a dark, light-repelling cloth and have sunglasses that wrap around the head, they do make those, etc., and cover the head, you are still going to be absorbing light, which then changes the function of the neurons. And depending upon how much light you're absorbing will decide if your regenerative cycle is going to kick in or not. So we know about the adenosine already, and we recognize that caffeine blocks the production of that. Light exposure enhances its production throughout the day when the eyes are kept open, but then also, too, it's very important that the body has to be actually taken out of what we call white light or bright light into dark light or night light for the DNA to be able to regenerate. So we don't necessarily have to have sunscreen. Understand that. What you do have to do is be able to learn how to control your light exposure. And we know that because, you know, the people who in our race family that are still very recessive in the amount of melanin that they have their hats on, that have the brims on, and they are wearing natural fibers that, you know, will diminish the amount of direct light to the skin, etc. And just by doing that makes a real big difference in their capacity to regenerate. Olive oil, palm oil, etc. makes a real big difference. And the DNA itself will actually repair itself. But when we're not controlling the amount of light we expose ourselves to, and we think that it's okay for us to put a sunscreen on, but yet and still you're staying up all night, you're not getting enough sleep, or you're not going into your meditative state, then you create a problem. And unlike humans, the plants will basically go and follow the light night cycle. So that's how they avoid it, because they know that if they can not be in light all night, et cetera, they will be able to repair themselves. So they can repair their DNA damage, okay, and continue their growth, et cetera. And what happens is, it's so interesting, they also found out that they have like this little mechanism where if there is DNA that has been damaged, they have like little scissors that will cut that out. And as soon as it's cut out, it's replicated. The actual part that's damaged is replicated, copied. The copy's put right back in the space, et cetera, so that in a daylight, nighttime cycle, no piece of their DNA is lost because it's immediately repaired. So we also have something that's interesting that we know, that when a person decides that they are what they are, which is light, we all have a light body, then now the capacity of the tissues to begin to accept themselves is of a different level. It's of a different level. So therefore, it looks like our sponsors want to speak to you. I'd like for them to, and then we have some more information about the upgrade that's necessary, that's happening for us here, and we will be talking about our meditation tomorrow. So I'll be right back after this message.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from The Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Okay, well, this is the countdown to the show, and so what did you learn today? What did you learn today, okay, about how the brain works, how you can stay smarter, what caffeine does in relationships to the brain being able to keep its house cleaning so that you can be bright and on the mark the next day? What did you learn about light exposure? And what, how much light does what for what reason, and what about the brain cells? Do they really die, or do they just change position? We also recognize that the brain in its own entirety changes its shape and size relative to function, and we know that our brain has a natural housekeeping system, that if an individual will allow that housekeeping to occur couple times a day, if they don't want to lose consciousness, 45 minutes is suggested, or you get the proper sleep. Depends on the developmental stage of the brain. You may need 8 to 10 or 11 hours if you're young, as you approach closer to 25 years of age. 7 or 8 hours of sleep will work for you, relative to you wanting to keep a very healthy brain. Now, those individuals who are able to meditate 3 to 4 times a day, they won't need much sleep at all, but they do diminish the light exposure to the brain so that the brain can do its housekeeping and renewal. So again, we know that consciousness and regeneration of the brain can happen simultaneously, so we don't just have to be totally unconscious to maintain a healthy brain, that is sleep, but we do have to understand that individuals who do not meditate, who do not maintain high quality hydration of the brain and definitely who are drinking tremendous amounts of coffee and not sleeping to allow the brain to regenerate and clean itself up will be visiting a place for mother, a place for mom. That's where you're going to be going. Chronic dehydration of the brain, your inability to regulate the amount of light exposure to your brain by either having adequate states of meditation or adequate states of sleep are definitely going to cause the brain to build up. They talk about these bodies. They talk about these little black bodies, little dark brown bodies when you stain them, okay, that basically build up in the brain. The little balls of trash. Little balls of trash all speckled out throughout the brain because you did not allow the brain to clean itself up. You didn't allow the brain to clean itself up. And so, therefore, the neurons can't connect to each other anymore. Their place is so dirty that they can't clean it up. The neurotransmitters that they make are inaccurate. And you know they're inaccurate. You're over here shaking. You can't remember. Okay, you're forgetting everything, et cetera. Yeah, that's letting you know, dirty brain, let's clean it up. And most of all, if you're still walking around here after the age of 25 saying that you're left-handed or right-handed, you know your brain is imbalanced. And that definitely is an insurance policy to wind up at a place for moms because the brain demands access, full access to its right and left hemisphere of the brain for you to have longevity of using the body helpfully. You want to be here 200, 300, 400 years? It's necessary for you to have access from both hemispheres of the brain. Great day today. Boy, I learned a lot sharing with you all. Yay! Okay. Now, let's basically take a look at this last article that I think is so great. Now, I talked about this before, and this always is the segue here to get you to understand that we have genes waiting to be turned on. Okay, see, people become so suspicious, you know, it amazes me how you all are. Okay, and that comes from not having a healthy brain. But scientists just found almost 1,000 new genes associated with intelligence. This just came out late June 2018. 1,000 new genes associated with, now how are you going to get those genes turned on? Well, guess what? They never knew that we had so many genes directly associated with intelligence, not with the color of your hair, not with the skin, with intelligence. How do you get that turned on? You get it turned on by exposing yourself to the quality of light. Here we go again with light. That basically activates or transforms genetic behavior. And we know that that behavior and genetic information comes from where? The polar regions of this country, the polar regions of our planet. How do the planets communicate? They communicate through light. Light carries information. It is information. And so, therefore, what happens when there's information being transmitted from one planet to another, from one solar system to another? The information, the light, hovers at the polar regions so that the entire planet, as it is actually rotating, will be saturated and will absorb that information. Now, this information that is happening for us is unique and different because this planet, along with its solar system, is going through an entire pole shift. It's changing its entire location in our solar system as well as its own personal north and south pole is changing its location. That's why we're having all of these strange activities going on the planet. Amazing shifts. And we have documented, the archaeologists have documented that every 6,000 years, there seems to be a real diminution in the amount of humans on the planet. They've been really bringing that up here in the archaeological magazines. We keep finding these different layers, and all of a sudden, boom, millions of human skeletons are present. And then it looks like things quiet down and the layers of the earth are okay. And then, boom, as we count it out, another 6,000 years, and then all of these skeletons we find, all of these skulls. So there is something that happens every 6,000 years, and it seems like a lot of the humans don't make it. And it would make sense to me scientifically because, obviously, with this planet changing, its whole vibration is changing. We're losing species that we've been coming accustomed to. We've got new species of life on the planet, new landmass are surfacing. The landmasses are surfacing. Familiar landmasses are sinking. Everything is changing. And how are you going to make the change? Well, guess what? Just like this planet is changing because it's getting all the information to do so from its auroras. So we are going to the auroras under the guise of a great geomancer, under the guise of a great timekeeper, and an individual who understands the cosmic relationship to the human brain. We have a direct cosmic relationship to the human brain. We have a biological chip right in the center of the brain, known as the corpus callosum, that hooks us in to the cosmos. And when the axis of the planet is in certain locations, we know about this, okay, the fall equinox, okay, the summer solstice. These are critical angulations that our planet makes with its moon, with the sun. When that happens, the aurora information takes on a whole new concentration and definition, and those individuals who expose themselves there, they basically will have a genetic transformation. And so, therefore, we're preparing ourselves. We're upgrading all these thousands of genes that they've already discovered. We're going, and we are preparing ourselves for the upgrade. Now, everybody can be upgraded, and our Mother Earth is not selective and only is going to upgrade the genes of the people who can go to the poles. However, the key here is, just like anything else, those cells that are able to maximize their nutrition, maximize their growth, etc., they're the first ones to bloom on the rose bush. So we see rose bush, beautiful collection of roses, etc., they're the first to bloom. And those are the ones that we recognize get our attention. Those are the ones that give us the wonderful aromas, the gift. They give us the beautiful rose hips full of vitamin C after their petals have fallen. Yeah, those are the first ones. And it's just a matter of choice. Who do you want to be on the planet? Okay. Well, what do you want to be in the 21st century? Because you have to choose yourself. It's no more everybody thinking that somebody else outside of you is going to make you what you want to be. No, you have to make yourself, and that was always the truth. But with the misinformation that has been levied upon us, we're finally basically rising up out of this mass distortion that kept all of us from being who we are. Great. So therefore, you can join us. We are leaving here, and we're going north to the auroras, and sit under the auroras with these incredible minds. Even the indigenous people have been invited to join us because they sit there all the time. Their stories about the auroras are amazing. So without further ado, September 17th to the 23rd, go to our website, JUIS at the Jewel Network, JUIS.education. Go to our website and visit us. And about our meditations that start tomorrow for your future, go to our website and check it out, JUIS.education. You can pay right there on the site and meet us to write your future in the morning at 4 a.m. That's right, 4 a.m. Get up and write your future in the cosmos and join us for the next 10 days. I love you so much, and love that brain, and toast your brain with a wonderful glass of pure, fabulous water. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and
Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.